Have you ever seen a person in a wheelchair riding down the street as cars whiz by? It's extremely dangerous, but it may be their only choice, especially if the sidewalk is impassable or curb ramps are not installed at intersections. And that can pose particular problems for older adults. David Freudberg of the public radio show Humankind reports on efforts to make sidewalks more accessible.
John Duval is a postdoctoral technology researcher in Pittsburgh. He came to his profession through an unexpected turn of events.
I was actually sled riding with some fraternity brothers when I was a junior in college here at the University of Pittsburgh. And I was going down a hill on an inner tube, and I hit kind of a bump. And it, you know, being an inner tube, I kind of bounced off of the inner tube and flew down the hill and landed on my head. So it was not the night I expected to be having.
Duval suffered a spinal cord injury that prevents him from walking. Now a wheelchair user in his mid-30s, he works at the Human Engineering Research Laboratories, which develops new wheelchair technology for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
To be honest, like, I probably wouldn't even be in this field if that hadn't happened to me because, you know, I was in a mechanical engineering program at Pitt at that time. And, you know, after having the spinal cord injury, it was actually my doctor who said, have you ever considered rehab engineering? And I didn't even know that was a thing.
Duval ended up writing his PhD dissertation about a bed that can function as a scale for wheelchair users so they can weigh themselves at home. Developments like that in assistive technology for people with disabilities are rapidly evolving. I joined John Duval in Bakery Square, Pittsburgh, to discuss a project he works on in his spare time to map local sidewalks. The aim is to help people with special mobility needs to get around safely. He's hoping that services like Google Maps will eventually include more information about sidewalks.
They know a little bit, some places of where maybe a path exists or something, but they actually most of the time don't know if a sidewalk is even next to the street. And what we want to do is basically make those known so that people could know there's a sidewalk here, what's the condition of the sidewalk, and am I going to be able to get through it if you're a wheelchair user or somebody that has a visual disability or any type of disability?
When the Americans with Disabilities Act passed in 1990, people started noticing those small sidewalk ramps, a huge safety boost for those with special mobility needs. But if the ramp is too high off the street, it can be hazardous.
You have less traction, you know, the chair can kind of tip over or slide. It's just a very, very dangerous situation to try to go over something like this.
The Disabilities Act requires the height of a sidewalk ramp be less than a quarter of an inch off the street. This one in Bakery Square is about 2 inches high. A similar effort to Duval's is underway at the University of Washington, where Professor John Frelick leads Project Sidewalk. To date, they have mapped over 1,100 miles in Seattle.
30.6 million U.S. adults have a mobility impairment. About half of these have to use some kind of mobility aid, like a cane, a walker, or a wheelchair. And with our aging U.S. population, this is only expected to rise. So despite this growing need, cities remain inaccessible.
Ensuring passable sidewalks has been the subject of considerable litigation involving municipalities across the country. Attorney Linda Dardarian in Oakland, California, calls accessibility of sidewalks a fundamental civil right.
It's not just for access for people with disabilities. It benefits the entire community. Parents who have children in strollers, people who have balance issues. It's better for everybody to have accessible sidewalks.
Upgrading sidewalks and ramps can mean a substantial investment for cities and towns. The recently signed Infrastructure and Jobs Act, totaling $1.2 trillion, could help. But municipalities will have leeway in how the money is spent. Still, in some cases, federal infrastructure dollars must cover maintenance of sidewalks.
I think a big part of it is education. For the departments of public works and the mayors to know and appreciate and understand that this is something they have to do. When they are repaving a roadway, they need to fix the curb ramps.
That will require the political will to implement accommodations for the growing population of Americans with special needs. And John Duval in Pittsburgh envisions local people everywhere with disabilities joining in the data collection to put sidewalks on the map. For Here and Now, I'm David Freudberg.